Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening? It's your man, Casey, man. Big Brother 11. You know, you see me in a banana suit. Man in a banana suit. Man in a banana suit. Banana suit all day. Banana suit for this whole. Banana suit for the one reality show. Man in a banana suit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, this is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the sexy Ron.
Hello, everyone. That's right. It's a Tuesday night, and wow, election day, and it's the Rad Reality Show, and we're about ready to start the show. Tonight we had no guests. I'm sorry. But we're going to give you some information that's going to blow your socks off. And if you haven't heard about the Celebration of the Heart, we are going to update you what's going on with that. We're going to give you updates on the calendar. Man, the calendar is just getting bigger and better. And pre-orders are starting out already. Start the show out with tonight. We're going to kick some music. And here it is.
Oh, no.
Tell me what you think you're looking at.
No.
So I think I'm Queen Elizabeth.
No.
And now I'm stuck inside your memory.
No.
That's why it's so hard to get rid of me.
I'm incredible, so unforgettable, so no one can take my place. I'm unbreakable, highly flammable, so girls, get out my face.
Oh my God, I'm going crazy, maybe cause you're so amazing. Everybody in the days, and that's the reason why they hate me.
People that I'm just not going to bring up all their names, but I thank everyone that has helped me put together the event, because the event is coming out really good. I do have a hotel. We do have the hotel. The hotel rates, there's going to be two hotels available. One will be where we will be staying, and the other one will be across the way. It's going to be a little more low budget. So that details will come out soon. It's a Holiday Inn and a Quality Inn. So, I mean, you're going to either get the Holiday Inn, which is a nice place, and then the Quality Inn is still a nice place, but it's not going to be as expensive for you to have to be with us and everything. So that's where we're staying on hotels. But they did the Holiday Inn has given us the a place to do the event, so it's gonna be cool. Let me pick up Ryan and let me introduce these two people to us a little bit. First of all, Cherry is up on the phone line. You guys all know who Cherry is. Cherry, say hello to everyone first of all.
Hi everyone. Hi Jen. Hi Lisa. Hi Jody. Hi Ben. Hi guests.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. And yourself?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Good. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, actually, this is the first time you two are talking. And the reason I bring these two up on the phone line today is because these two are kind of like my my right and left-hand people for the event right now. Ryan has gracefully helped me. She's going to help get sponsors. Cherry is, too. So, I mean, and there's other people that are helping me. And if you guys want to help, get a hold of me. And what we're going to do is plug you in into the places that I need help at. Once we go in, right now, we can, like I was telling them, I got the hotel pretty much secured. They've penciled us in, and I'm really excited about that. I need more help, though. We need to get as much help as we can, because there's going to be stuff that we're going to do. One thing, and I want Ryan to kind of address this, is the letters that we're going to be sending out. Don't go into details, but tell us kind of what we're going to do about letters being for sponsors.
Well, I think that, nobody's off limits. I mean, old, high school classmates, employers, coworkers. I think anybody and everybody should get a copy of this. I plan to give it to Soggy City Media and, get some sponsors also through the Hotel Monaco. And so I'm really excited about taking it to them. And, not only to get a donation for the, American Heart Association, but also, to get some sponsorship into the show to host the event.
Right. And Cherry's working on sponsors, too. So if you know somebody that, even if they don't like reality TV, but would help with the heart issues, that
absolutely.
They have, maybe somebody that, I think that's number one, is if you know somebody that has a heart issue or has somebody in their family, they're the ones that we're going to be addressing. And I am planning on, this is a way to get the Heart Association involved, but it's also a way to get the heart awareness out there, too.
And one thing that I
was just going to mention, the blood drive. I'm working on, I have to call around still about it, but Lisa gave me this great idea about the blood drive. How many people need blood these days, and we just don't do it because we don't have time? Well, come to this event, you're going to have time. It will take probably a short time and give a little blood, and we might even have a gifts for people that give blood, and that's going to be cool.
Yeah, and I hate needles and I hate the whole blood thing, but I donate very rarely, but I do because I'm Rh negative. So I know that personally, I'm very universal to others. And, I think that's huge for the blood, the Heart Association. Also, I got a sponsor today from my father who has congestive heart failure, and he has is going to sponsor the Rad Reality Show as well for this event. So I got him confirmed in on that today, so I was pretty excited.
And one thing I do want to bring, and Cherry, I don't think I've talked to you, but I know I talked to Ryan about this, is the calendar is being printed sometime this week, But it's not time, or before we print them, my goal is to get, maybe if you know somebody that has a small business, especially if they're on the internet and they want to reach people, if I can get 12 sponsors at $100 and donate it for a month, we would keep the cost down for you guys to be able to get more, and they'll get their names out. Plus, it's a good way to get their names on the calendar. What I would ask is $100 will get you a little spot on the month, you know, on the bottom probably, or on the top. I don't know where I'm going to put it yet, but a little, your logo. And even if you're in a visual and you want to sponsor the page of the month, you can do it also. And something I'm going to work on is we're going to put some birthdays in there. So, you know, there are going to be people's birthdays, like Michelle Costa's birthday is going to be in it. And if you're having a charity event and you know a charity event, or if you're doing a charity event, let me know about that too. So it's going to be a way of, you know, the calendar is going to be a good way to sponsor and help out with the event too, plus the money going in there will, in the long run, help. Because, like, we're having chat room issues.
Mm-hmm. I noticed.
We can maybe buy a chat room where we don't have to use this chat room anymore. And there's also, we can upgrade the Blog Talk, you know, to have better service where I can get a screener. So, like, what happened Thursday won't happen. You know, like, if we had a screener call in, we would know it's property or not, or we would know it was Eliza or not Eliza. So
right.
That's the kind of stuff that is going to happen, you know. And tonight, you guys, you know, I normally do not do shows like this, but tonight, you know, since I'm working on getting a co-host on Tuesday nights and uh-huh. everything, I thought this would be a great opportunity. Plus, this show will probably be the show that we're going to probably tell, hey, sponsors, if you want to know what's going on in this event, maybe listen to this show tonight. So that's one reason we're doing it. Plus, it will give you guys the information to kind of understand what's going on, too.
So
speaking of the calendar, speaking of the calendar, have you guys heard Jeff and Jordan's in the calendar? And I think that's huge itself. And honestly, it might even be 2 months. They might even get 2 months. One might be a Jeff and Jordan month, and then other, I might even throw some Jeff and Jordan pictures, you know, throughout the
How about
the,
a Sherry and Ryan
other,
month?
You guys give me $100 together, and you guys can put your picture in the little corners. That's something else. So if you want Mr. No Pants, I know you're going to probably listen to this podcast. It looks like you're not here. If you want your picture in it, I know you've been wanting to get it, Mr. No Pants, once again in the calendar. Give me $100, and you can put your little picture. So if you want to just, even if you don't want to advertise, and you want your picture in there, we can put your little picture in the corner.
I think there's lots of people out there that want Mr. No Pants in the calendar.
That's
yeah,
right.
Like I said, or if you want Mr. No Pants in the calendar, just give me $100 and we'll get him to do a photo shoot. And we'll have Mr. No Pants. Hey, why don't we just do a Mr. No Pants? I feel so bad because he's not in the chat room.
I'm not even sure who Mr. No Pants is, but it sounds entertaining.
Yes, Lisa. We're actually, I have two people. I'm still debating about that. And actually, you know what? You know, I was going to do something today. I just didn't have the energy to do it. But and I know we're scattering for a second, but that's what I'm known for, is scatterbrains. But when somebody brings up a subject tonight, we're going to talk about it. But I was going to do a vote-type poll today and tell you guys to go vote. And one of the poll questions was, who is the best reality couple right now, from especially Big Brother? Is it Jeff and Jordan, or is it Rachel and Brendan? I mean, I like them both personally.
So is the winner going to land on February in the calendar?
If Rachel and Brendan will give me their photo, I still got to get a hold of them. They told me yes, I got to still get a hold of them and stuff.
I think they'll do it.
Let's bring up some other... You know,
I'm periodically in touch with Brendan.
I am too. I just got to get their picture. I just can't figure out what picture they want me to put in. I'm going to say yes, they're going to be in it. But I just haven't figured out what picture to put in yet, and I need to get a hold of them and work details out. I personally am a Robin Amber fan myself, from Survivor.
Oh,
I love Robin Amber. Amber.
Yeah, and if anybody could give me their clearance to use one of their pictures, I would love to have that.
You know, are they still together?
Oh, yeah, they just had a baby.
Yeah, they have a baby.
God, where have I been? That's amazing.
Yeah, they just had a baby. Oh, gosh, the baby's probably 9 months old or so now.
Oh, wow, that is so cool. There's quite a few couples out there from the shows. But only a couple,
again,
you know, are favored.
And again,
he didn't make it out
in
Vegas very long, though.
Uh-huh.
Robin Amber?
Yeah, he was, you know, he went out, they did a show, he went out and tried to make it as a poker player. They did their own little reality show out there. Yeah, you didn't see that?
No,
they had their own reality
show
where they moved out to Vegas, and he tried to make it as a professional poker player. But that didn't that didn't last too long. So they moved back east.
I do want to give Lisa credit on Ethan and Jenna, too. I really like them.
They are great people.
Yeah, and Ethan.
And what inspiration they are. I mean, he really went through a lot with cancer.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, you know, I'll give you guys something to look forward to. This is going to be the first calendar, so next year I'm hoping I can maybe not have no replacement. So I'm gonna try to put as many people we can get in there. But if you know, I know I have 12 people already, you know, committed, and I got photos and everything. But I'm still trying to work a couple other people in. And the thing is, like next year, I'm hoping to meet Jenna and Ethan. So it would be great to have them in the calendar too. And for like Ethan, cancer is a big, you know, thing for him. So my point is that, yeah, you might not see your favorites this calendar. There's always next year and the next year and the next year. Because I'm planning on doing this every year to
And take suggestions,
cool,
you know, of who they'd like to see, too.
Yeah, and this year I kind of went with show favorites, too. People that have been on the show, people that we had this last year. I feel bad because I know I haven't asked everyone that I know, and that's the problem is, like, you know, but my point is the calendar's great, and you can pre-order them for $25 by just going to the webpage, donating, instead of doing it, don't do it as, like, what is it, Sherry, don't you go over to Gift to when you do PayPal?
Yes, you go over to Gifts. And then, because when you go to PayPal, it originally puts you on ordering merchandise, and you, right behind that there is a tab that says personal. So you click on the personal tab, and then it automatically has you sort of on a gift tab, and you click on gift, or it already has you on gift, I think, and. Just make sure that a little gift spot is tagged, and make it a gift so that you're not paying for the fee of the PayPal transaction.
Right. Okay.
And for this week, $25. If you do that, we'll get you the calendar. Plus, within the calendar itself, I'm going to give you guys, or if you buy the calendar this week, you know, like, I'm going to do it till Sunday now. I was going to just do it last night. We'll probably go to, you guys will probably get benefits out of it by ordering in advance, what I'm trying to say. Like, if you're coming to the event, you'll get a discount on tickets. If you're coming to the event, you might get some other stuff, or even if you're not coming to the event, I'm going to try to figure out ways to, you know, throw some little coupons in there or something like that.
And that includes shipping, too, right?
Plus, you get free shipping.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
do you have T-shirts, Rez? I call you Rhett. Sorry.
You know what? We do have a spot, and I'm working on getting some better merchandise up there. It's called Zazzle. There's a mug on there. There's T-shirts. And you can find that in both the webpage plus the, if you scroll down on the bottom of the blog talk. But I don't want us to talk all about this. Hey, you know what? Before I forget, and now that we have more people in the chat room, I was kind of holding off. You guys wondering maybe where Paul is tonight? Paul is not going to be here tonight. Probably might not be here most of the week. And I wanted to let you guys know to make sure you say a prayer for his family. His father's dealing with some health issues, so Paul is dealing with them right now. And
that prayer's a go out.
If you have him on Facebook, drop a little note saying, you know, we love you, Paul. You know, make sure you support Paul. Paul from Minnesota, as I say. I'm hoping he comes Thursday, but if he can't get here Thursday, you know, but I'll give you an update Thursday, too. So make sure you give Paul a little prayer. Actually, talking to him, he's been such a big supporter of me, and it kind of made me cry talking to him just because I was, you know, we were talking about how we both are emotional people, and we didn't want to pray because we didn't want to cry. But his father's just dealing with some issues. He really wouldn't go into details with me, and you know, and he really doesn't want to talk about it too much. But it's just something that is, you know, I want you guys to be aware that that's why he's not here, and just to keep him in your prayers, as you know. And also, the reason I just wanted to know why Ryan and Cherry's joining me tonight is because these guys have really been helping me. And if you still want to help me with this event to organize it, please let me know. There's lots of stuff that's going to have to be done.
I'm sorry, real quickly, I wanted you to know also that I can print quite, you know, mass amounts and send them to you too, and you can get them to those that want to help, and they can help a lot by getting, you know, the flyer out.
Yeah, and kind of what I've done, and this is how I've kind of, right now, the first two people that are helping me are these two, and these guys, Ryan and her, are going to kind of work together. I want these two to kind of work together and kind of like be ahead of the sponsors. You know, I've asked Lisa kind of, you know, as a consultant to help me with maybe with ideas about planning, and she's helped me just keep myself, you know, creative, you know, to kind of figure out where to go with. And she's the person, honestly, she's the one that came up with the bowling idea, in which I've been trying to get a hold of the bowling alley all day. I'm going to have to maybe swing by there and see what's going on with them. They ain't picking up their phone. And it's time to go like the redneck there. I'm sorry.
I think that would be a lot of fun to have the bowling.
Oh, no. And I'm pretty positive, even the guy at the hotel, when I was talking about the bowling and everything, he definitely says that probably be interested in wanting to host it, too. And I've just been trying to get a hold of him. So there's lots of stuff we can be doing. There's flyers that are going to be need to make, maybe some print flyers. You know, I'm talking like, you know, web. There's going to be places you guys can put them on the, you know, internet, get the word out.
We've just about got the letter completed that will go out to anyone that needs it for sponsorship. So that's almost tweaked and ready to go.
What was that, Cherry?
The letter that will go out to any sponsors, we've almost got completed and tweaked and ready to go. So,
yeah, I forwarded it to Ryan. You didn't know this. I forwarded it to Cherry for her. She can look over it, and then you guys can, we can all three tweak it. And so we're talking a little business, guys, because like I said, these two haven't even talked to each other yet. but, you know, Cherry started the letter, Ryan's added, and I'm, because you guys have read my writing, I don't touch letters unless I have to. So, you guys can laugh at that. That was a joke.
I did.
I know. Oh, man. Are we catching everything that I had to tell them about this?
Well, I think you covered the hotels. The hotel, you've got covered as far as the Holiday Inn. There's a cheaper one that's across the street if people can't quite make the Holiday Inn. But the Holiday Inn sounds like it's a great hotel.
Yet.
That's a one-year-old hotel. It's a brand-new hotel. It sounds like it's really nice.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get the details yet of the money, but if the cool part about the Holiday Inn is if we get just 10 room spots, we get the conference rooms for free.
Do you have a list going of who would who the fans that are interested in doing the meet and greet in February?
You know what? That's something I'm going to work on. Once we get the hotel room and stuff, we're definitely going to put a page where who's going to be attending page. So we will start that list then, okay? But let's talk about attending. We do have 4 confirmed people, and again, all subjects is, you know, all things talked about is subject to change if something happens that they can't come or something like that. So when I say the names, you know, don't be shocked if, you know, one of them say, oh, I can't make it because, you know, I just, you know, have to work that weekend and I need the money that weekend, you know, or something happens like, you know. But Ashley Trainer, who does the co-hosting with me on Thursday night, has said yes. If all works out, she's the one that is one of these people that, in case something happens, she, you know, we're hoping to get the sponsorship, and we'll make sure that everything's covered for her. Louie has said yes. Michelle Costa she said yes because she's actually kind of the host of the event. I compare it to like Rainbow, where Cal and James Ryan does the host of the event. Me and Michelle Costa is going to probably be the host of the event, and the rest of the Rad team too. I mean, Louie and Ashley and Cowboy, if he's able to come. I haven't confirmed him yet. I actually need to still talk to him about it. And whoever comes on Tuesday nights as the co-host, you know, I'm hoping they all can come, you know. And even some past co-hosts like April Downing, I've put a call out. Again, these people are not confirmed that I'm talking about, but Kathy is confirmed, though. So it's Kathy from Big Brother 12, Ashley from Survivor Samoa, Louie from Amazing Race 16, and then Michelle Custer from 10. They all are confirmed. They are will be here. And so they're for sure going to be here. So we're going to do something, even if it's going cow tipping in the middle of the cow court.
You know, I'm all about the cow tipping. Wait a minute, Georgia, can't we go alligator hunting?
No, we don't have no alligators. No, we can go snipe hunting. You ever been snipe hunting before?
Ha ha ha, you're funny.
That sounds like fun.
I've only heard of it. I've never
Carrie,
been.
Carrie, have you been? Have you ever been snipe hunting?
No. I will say that proudly, no.
Okay. One thing I am, and this is something I do want to bring this up too. So the people that are coming into Georgia and will be here, what it is you come in. I would come in on Friday, and then on Saturday, you get your hotel. But Sunday, if you guys want to stay over, you can keep the hotel, or you might even want to go across the street. You know, go to the cheaper one. You know, but Sunday, if you guys stay in town, or you're even going to leave early in the morning, like before noon, I am planning on getting us all together, and going to the nursing home and spending time in the nursing home that my mom lives in with the reality stars. And everyone else will be welcome to join us then, too. And I think that's going to be a treat. And as you guys all know, she's been in the nursing home for a long time, a year almost. It's going to be a year in February. Then it will be a year in February. And plus her birthday is the next weekend. You know what? For the people that have never heard my mom, I'm going to play a little clip of my mom just to let you guys hear And cool. You guys were welcome.
Aww.
Okay, segment number three of Mom's Report on Big Brother. Hey, Mom.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
So how are you doing tonight, Mom? You ready for Big Brother tonight? So who do you like still in the Big Brother house?
I still like Jeff and Jordan.
Okay, so you still like Jeff and Jordan. But Ronnie is head of household. What do you think about his head of household?
Well, I think he needs to make his own decisions, and other people need to not interfere in it. He could ask him for some advice, but he should just mainly make his own decisions.
Yeah, the thing is, he's asking people, and he's not listening, but he's listening to one side of the house, and it's more like a bulliness, so that was kind of rough. But he needs to make his own decision in the end. But, okay, the last question for the night is, who do you want to go home? I know you're a Jordan fan, but Laura's not been bad. She's from Atlanta. So who do you want?
I still want Laura to go home. I want to keep Jordan there. She's been my favorite all along, and I hope she gets to stay. I hope that she don't have to end up having to go home.
So you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Have a good evening.
Oh,
okay.
Ron,
your mom
there.
Sounds like a doll.
I shouldn't have played it, though.
Oh, Ron.
Oh,
sorry.
She sounds such a sweetheart.
I want to go now just
know,
so I can go down and see your mom.
I know.
She's not like that. No, she's not like that no more. And okay, guys.
Aww.
Why did I do this?
Big hug for Ron.
What's her name?
Helen.
Oh, we love you, Helen.
She's listening to that. I was really. Okay, now I'm totally off the game.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? I'm looking forward to coming. I'm in 110%, and I think maybe having the mother thing, them going to see your mom, before lunch, kind of like as a brunch time, you know, with people flying out. I just think that would be an amazing thing, and I think
people would
love it.
It'll put a smile on their hearts, and she will know that they're there. You know, she may not be able to.
Yeah, definitely. She's able to communicate and able to do some, but not the kind of communication she was. And I just was thinking about how that was just last summer and how she was sitting in this chair. I'm actually in the room that, my living room area, so this is where we would,
You'd watch it together.
And everything is great and all about that, and that's going to be cool. Actually, something else I'm going to kind of address real quick is Lisa Bennett brings up the RV. There is a place that I believe a couple places in the area that will do the RV, but here's the problem. February is going to be a tough month, a really tough month. When February 19th is, you come in, you're kind of like, it could be a bad weekend and it could be a good weekend.
You mean
weather-wise. I mean, it might be 30 in the morning and then 70 in the daytime. You know, here in Chester, in this Dalton area, where we're talking about.
Yeah.
But then it could be like 30 here and stay 40 all day too. Really, usually it's pretty warm about that time of month, because usually that's when I start even to go out and flea market. So you're talking, I'm just with the RV, if you don't have electricity, you're going to have. But one thing I want to do is for the people that are going to stay in town or maybe it's driving out, we will probably go eat lunch up on the mountain. Anybody that's welcome, again, will be part of that, the whole weekend, and we'll go up to the mountain and probably eat lunch.
And usually those with the RVs, they have generators and things.
Right. So I don't know. I'm just saying. So that's something I'm definitely going to check into, because, I mean, I just don't know how far away it is going to be from the hotel, too. So that's something to think about, though. I know lots of people will be probably – the cool part about where we're located at, though, and I mentioned this to Cherry before, is that Atlanta's like 2 hours away. It really is like an hour and a half away to 2 hours. You know, so anybody from Atlanta, you know, or actually anybody like Atlanta area is going to be able to get up here real easy. Plus, if you go beyond Atlanta, there's lots of places down in Florida. You're close enough to – we're close enough to Florida to get up here. You know what I mean?
Where do you live,
also,
Cherry?
I'm in St. Louis.
Give me a second. Let me finish. I was going to go all the way up to where Cherry's at. Chattanooga is like an hour away, really like 45 minutes. So it's right there on the Tennessee-North Carolina line. And then you got also you have – Nashville, that's like 4 hours away. So Nashville is like a hop snitch away. Plus, St. Louis, I think it's less than, wasn't it like 8 hours or 12 hours drive?
I think about eight.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to get at is definitely a very good location to, if you're going to be coming into town. You know, the airports are going to be available. And I believe, like, even Arkansas, where Kathy's coming from, is like a 10, 12-hour drive. So we're talking a half-a-day trip. So you guys can, you know, leave Friday morning and be here. And it's going to be – so great location. It's right off of 75, too. 75 runs pretty much from Florida to, I think, Illinois, Missouri.
How far from the airport are we to the hotel where the event is going to be?
Like I said, I believe it might be 2 hours, even less than 2 hours. And I've already kind of talked about getting a van from, like, Enterprise to travel back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely we'll be getting a – so – North,
yeah, a van would be great to be
Dalton,
able to transport,
Georgia.
Transport, you know, a lot of people at one time from the airport would be awesome.
And we lost Ryan.
Oh.
So she'll be back.
She'll call back.
Yeah, I didn't hear her drop even. But it's a really good trip. I don't know about Paula Deen being in Georgia.
I can't type in the chat room.
But I'm trying to think of, you know, I do want to bring up some reality talk real quick, but really I'm trying to, yeah, that's it, Dalton. Okay. Yes, Lisa, you did it correctly. Delay, I hate the delay. I do want to bring some shows up real quick if you guys haven't been watching them. So till we wait till Ryan gets back, we're going to take a little delay on this. Top Chef Desserts, awesome show. It's been fun to watch this year. I definitely love that. It's a show that it's a little different. Don't you watch that, Jerry?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I think it's a little different than... Okay. Lisa, Dalton is pretty much a major town in Dalton between Chattanooga and Atlanta. It's the big one in between the two. So it's pretty big, and in that area, you're right on the, what I'm trying to get at is right on the interstate. Savannah, no. Savannah's a little far, actually. So, we ain't going to, yeah, going to, like, Atlanta area is not going to, I mean, if you're going to, people that are going to come in, you're going to want to stay right up here anyways, I have a feeling, because there's lots of stuff to do. And the mountains are here. And I'm planning on, like, we have mountain stuff to do in this area, so definitely it's going to be cool, you know, place to hang.
Going up on the mountain on Sunday sounds like great time.
Yeah. So, I'm just trying to keep up with the chat room, too. Because I was going to mention, you know which other show I've been watching is The Next Iron Chef on the Food Network. I love that show, so just to let you guys know. And I'm actually, that's one thing I want to do is I'm going to bring some of those kind of people on the show. That's one of my goals. Maybe on Tuesday night we'll get some of those kind of people. I wonder if Ryan's going to call back or if she... or if her phone died. I got a cat up here on my lap. I got a cat up here in my lap.
Aww.
And one reason I picked this room was because... So definitely... Yeah, I definitely would like to get her...
Have you been watching Pawn Stars too?
Oh yeah, I've been watching. Last night was awesome.
It was.
I thought it was one of my favorites.
That little car was too cool.
You mean the little Jeep?
The little red car that was kind of like a golf cart. That the old man was driving. Did you see that?
No, that wasn't on Pawn Shop. Wasn't that on the Restore one?
No, that was on Pawn Stars.
I'm trying to remember. Because that was the week before, I thought. This week, they had the DeLorean. And they had that little rocket, or the little tank truck. I don't remember him driving the golf cart. Maybe I missed it.
It's
there,
just
Sherry?
Recorded last night.
Yeah, I know. I watched that. There's two of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I'm trying to remember. I remember the golf course the week before, that's why. So, okay, I'm trying to get, you're trying to get back in the chat room, right?
Yeah, and it won't load the chat room for me.
I guess I missed a little red car. What red car are you talking about? I'm trying to think what you're talking about. I wonder if it's... Yeah, but speaking to Susie, yeah, carpet capital of the world. That's definitely. So if you guys need some carpeting, you can come by and pick up your carpet. And Ryan, if you're listening to me, text me or something to tell me what happened to you. And everything. So I was kind of stalling to wait to, because I was gonna actually we're gonna close off the show in a few minutes. So. You know what I'm going to do? While Cherry's working on getting her stuff back in the chat room, and I'm sitting here stumbling because it's hard to communicate to someone when they're doing that, and Ryan's gone, I'm going to play something real quick. And this is for Ben in the chat room, so we'll be right back.
Everybody on three, say hi. 1, 2, 3. Hi!
So how many people are there, actually?
That was louder than that one. How many people are here right now? I don't know, about 300, 350 maybe.
What is that? It sounds like someone is vacuuming.
That?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's Panther's phone that's kind of like a little cracky. I think. What are they doing? What are you guys doing there? Let me see this.
What happened? My clip stopped. I don't know what the heck happened. None of these clips are working. Okay, that sounds going out to Natasha and Kathy over in Arkansas. And Kathy, you're probably getting the bad weather too. Plus, today it's been gloomy here, so we all need a little sunshine, little happiness. And I see you got into, okay, sick of this song. Yeah, I understand, Lisa. I like it, though. Come on, don't make fun of my songs. Jerry, are you there?
I'm back in the room.
Okay.
Back in.
You need some people. We need to learn to multitask. And I noticed Cherry hasn't been used to it because it was hard to communicate with her when she was trying to get into the chat room. I'm just playing with you. Don't get mad. Somebody mentioned.
I'm
going to
reach through
quick,
the
though.
Phone and smack you.
Somebody, it's okay. Somebody mentioned. How's Vicky? Have you heard from Vicky?
She's made it to the nursing home. And I haven't talked to her recently. Big John probably knows a little bit more than I do.
Yeah, Big John, if you're listening to the show, and I see you are, but if you can pop in the chat room, or you're in the chat room, but if you can pop in the, I mean, right in the chat room, can you tell everyone how Vicky's doing? Because we definitely
or Lisa
keep
might
her
know.
In our prayers.
I've had sort of
Lisa,
a cold, and I don't
want to
go
too.
Over there and give her anything that would
I know she's on her
make
Facebook.
Her worse. So.
I noticed she's been on her Facebook and post.
I've talked to her mom.
I'm sorry,
more than I've talked to her, actually.
What?
I've talked to her mom more than I've talked to her, actually.
And I'm so sorry, I just yawned. That's why we're only doing an hour show tonight. But thanks for everyone that did show up tonight, and we definitely have lots of things planned. On Thursday is going to be a great show with me and Ashley. Sundays, you always can find me and Louie here on Sundays, and Michelle Costa and me on Mondays, And again, Tuesdays are definitely it's something I want to get. I want to give me a co-host, but it's also something that I kind of like to keep it open for like this kind of shows too. But I'm definitely working on getting a co-host and guests. Today I threw out some messages, but, you know, we don't need a guest all the time, so it's kind of nice to be able to sit back and just, like, talk about this kind of stuff. But make sure you listen to, if you miss the show, I do want to encourage you guys to re-listen to it. You know, put it in your iPod, download them. Definitely do as much as you can to, and it sounds like Vicky she's doing okay. She started therapy, haven't talked to her since Sunday. She's doing well, Lisa says, and I can tell she's bored, senseless stuff. So, yeah, there's a little update on Vicky. But like I was saying, you know, please download them and put them in your, you know, cell phone. Put them on your thing. Listen to them when you're on the, you know, you're doing your exercising. Listen to them when you're driving in your car even. You know, instead of listening to the radio, listen to the Ride Reality Show. And if you've just started to listen to them, go back and download some of the other ones. You know, check them out. Laura, who was on the show yesterday, she said she listened to some of them. And definitely a way of, you know, getting the word out. Plus, tell your friends, tell your people, tell them to join the Facebook, tell them to join the Twitter, and tell them that we're really doing our best to bring you guys, you know, a week full of entertainment in the reality world. But it's more than reality. It's we can talk about anything. And anybody that did vote today, thank you for voting. The people that didn't vote, as somebody said on Twitter, you're not allowed to complain. You vote, Cherry?
I did vote. My husband and I both voted because we feel exactly the same way. If you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain about what's going on.
Yeah, this year I voted, but I really didn't know nothing, so I pretty much was, I mean, I kind of wanted the governor race in Georgia, and we kind of, like, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even vote for some of the Tea Party people because I just, you know, what I know about the Tea Party, it sounded better than the other parties this year. It's just something that,
I try not to talk politics with my friends, but I do vote.
I'm sorry. I'm reading the chat room, and the chat room is really... thank you for everyone that's keeping me entertained in the chat room, Lisa and Ben and Suze and Jody. I give you guys all shout-outs. And Ryan, we missed you. I'll talk to her before... Tonight I'm going to go to bed early. I have an appointment in the morning, so keep me in your prayers. I won't tell you what the appointment is about. It's just something I have to deal with.
We want to know.
But it's not a health issue. It's just an appointment that it's something I have to take care of. So.
Okay.
You can ask me off the air if you want. I mean.
Okay.
But I'm just. So I got to get up early. More keep me in prayers because I hate getting up early. I do it for the flea market, and then it's like crazy. And I'm trying to think if we're missing anything. That's what's going through my head. I knew there was no. I was not going to talk Survivor. I was not going to talk Amazing Race because I'm hashed out of them. Big Brother's still not on, right? Is Big Brother on yet? Have I missed it?
No.
That was being funny. Oh, man.
I wish Big Brother was on.
I'm not ready for another season. Hey, here's my question. You know, did they vote somebody out today? Did they send anybody home today, Lisa? I watched, they only had a half-hour show tonight, and I missed it. Who got voted off on Dancing with the Stars? And if you have, yeah, I'd like to know that answer, too, because, again, I didn't see that because I was watching my favorite show that is not a reality show. I watched One Tree Hill. And yes, you guys, I'm laughing because I know you guys are going to say, oh my gosh, well, you like One Tree Hill. Yeah, it's my guilty pleasures.
That's one reality show that I don't watch, is Dancing with the Stars. I never got into that show.
Rick Fox. Glee. I'm sorry, Jess. I'm not a big Glee fan. Congratulations to the San Francisco Giants for winning the World Series. Jen, it's awesome. Hey, Ryan's back.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Jen. Just know I haven't picked her up yet.
Oh.
I love this week's show, just to let you know. Just, I love it. Ryan.
Yes?
Earth to Ryan. Earth to Ryan. Oh, wait. I keep on.
Hello?
Sorry,
hello?
Ryan. I keep on muting you.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm muting you.
Oh, hello. Are you playing games with me, Ron?
Wait. What am I doing? I can hear you. Okay.
You are
okay,
funny.
I know I am. Why do you think my show is cool? Well,
I don't
so
know.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I was listening, and I said something, and then I heard a dial tone, and everything was gone.
You know what? You need to pay your phone bill, just to let you know.
Damn it. I got to pay that again?
No, speaking of phone bills, I had to pay my phone bill. So.
Can you pay mine, too?
No. I have hard enough time paying my own shit.
Carrie, I added you on Facebook, just so you know, and I sent you a message too, Ron. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm back.
Yeah,
well, thank you. Now
we
can communicate to each other.
Yeah,
great.
See, now they can communicate. Now they're going to leave me out.
No, we won't do that.
Absolutely not.
I'm just joking.
Stop. Get out of here.
Is anybody else? Is any who you seen getting out of too? Your kids? What? I'm just trying.
Oh, no. I have a little chihuahua, and he was trying to eat my pretzel M&Ms. Big no-no.
Pretzel.
Jenny has an announcement.
Wait, Jenny has an announcement? Wait. Colin and Tom.
Never mind.
Okay, whatever.
You trying to keep him in line, Cherry?
Well, I thought we had an announcement, but apparently not.
Oh.
No, we're about ready to hang up, actually.
All right. Okay, no announcement.
No, I don't know what the freak they're talking about in the chat room. They're just blabbing, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not
I can't even
down.
Get my chat to work.
I know. You need to contact Blog Talk Radio. Have you updated Flash?
No, I guess I need to. I have been getting up telling me to.
Have you been getting it?
No, I guess I'm going to have to update it.
I mean, that might be the problem.
Could be.
So, I definitely.
Okay, well, the calendars are being pre-ordered.
Great.
Sorry, I was yawning. So I
wake up,
Ron.
We gotta keep you awake.
Shit.
Okay, finish.
You
it,
with
Cherry.
Us, Ryan?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm
calendars
listening.
Are being pre-ordered. We need people to help with the event sponsorships. And
sponsors for the calendar.
Sponsors for the calendar.
It could be a website or a person.
you're going to be adding birthdays on the calendar.
It's not going to be chatter birthdays. It's probably going to be only Reality Star birthdays to start with, and we'll see what happens. It's going to take a lot.
Is there a deadline?
If you want to, you know, donate or, you know, that $100 that you mentioned for the thing to have your birthday in there, then why
no,
not?
That would be okay. I'm talking about, like, I'm planning on putting Michelle Costa's birthday in there. You know, where people will know when her birthday is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put, like, Ron Rad's birthday. And I'm going to put, like, April Downing's.
Who's
that? People that are famous. April Downing?
No.
April?
Ron.
Oh, Ron Rad. Oh, I don't know. Some loser. Pre-order. Okay, did somebody ask when? How much? $25 to pre-order. But if you're not gonna pre-order, you don't get free shipping, and you will. It might go up like $5. Also, or it might go up even more. It depends on how much pre-order I get. Yeah. So the more pre-orders I get, it would keep. Plus, you also will get, like, if we do feeds. And I charge for feeds, you probably will get free feeds. So what I'm kind of getting at is, now I probably won't do paid feeds anyway. There's going to be stuff that if you pre-order these calendars now, you're going to be getting benefits off of the pre-order right now this week. Free shipping. I might even throw like a coupon book for stuff for the charity event we can do. So it's best to get the pre-order now. And then also, if you decide to sponsor every month for the $100, if you pre-order, you probably will get maybe a refund of some stuff too back into it, because I'm gonna probably lower the prices if I get 12 months covered. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say for those that we're gonna do like a Western Union, what town would that Western Union go through?
For right now, it's just PayPal, and then I will probably be doing once we set up a checking account for the show / the event, I will probably be accepting checks in the mail.
Yeah, well, see, for me personally, I don't have a PayPal, but, I mean, Western Union's as convenient as it gets.
Yeah, you guys can email me, and I can probably, you guys want to send a check, that would be the only way it probably would be, or cash, you know what I mean? I could probably
do
that.
Yeah, Western Union's cash, whatever.
No, but I'm trying to say is, like, you can send me this to my house, you know what I mean? Cash, too,
right.
It would be easier, probably in an envelope. And just email me, and we'll work something out. And all the calendars will be in the mail by Christmas time. So if you order for Christmas, like if you want to order more than one. So here's an idea, too. Let's say you're going to order, let's say you have four reality friends, and you want to order four of them. You definitely, if you sponsor, one thing I will tell you, if you sponsor the calendar, you'll get freebies of the calendar, too. I don't know how many yet. I don't know if I'm going to give you five calendars, or you might even get a couple extra, maybe. It's going to depend on how many sponsors I get and everything. So, like, if you give $100, you can guarantee getting yourself five calendars. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if you have a business and you want to get your business seen in it, let's say you sell Avon. This is the way to, you know, get your I really hate doing the show. I'm sitting here. I feel like I'm, you know, I don't like this show. Just to anybody that listens to this, I don't like doing this. I don't. I hate it, actually.
You're trying to read the room and yeah.
No, I hate doing, I don't want to ask people to buy something on a show.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was saying, this show is definitely going to be something that I'm hoping we can take this show and we can even let some people listen to this one and maybe has, you know, wanted maybe be interested and they could understand a little better by hearing it. We might want to cut it up a little bit because we do have some stupidness. And like normally people that would be listening to this, you would have a guest here, but today we're kind of just sitting back and explaining to the listeners that do listen to the show what's happening and the people that maybe is listening for the first time. And by like what I was getting at is if you sponsor like for the $100 and let's say you want the month of Jeff and Jordan, Jeff and Jordan is going to be a hot month. You know what I mean? People are going to want to see Jeff and Jordan's picture. They might even keep Jeff and Jordan up all night, all year. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know how people are. You by ordering, let's say you want to do like five, instead of you want to give some gifts out, you can order five of them, and that's covered, you know, you give $100, you order five, and let's say you want to put Avon, let's say you sell Avon or you sell some kind of product. Let's say you have an eBay store even. You know?
Right.
This is the way to, you know, I mean, you can put whatever, you're going to get a little spot, and that's going to be yours in the corner.
I bet if you did a shout out on your Facebook asking if anyone sold Avon, you might get a bite.
Oh, I did it once, and I'm going to do it again before the week's up. And like I said, if
Pampered
you order,
Chef.
Like,
I've got a friend with Pampered Chef. Go ahead.
So, definitely, it's definitely a way of, you know, anyway, I mean, and if, again, if you want to email me, theredrealityshow@gmail.com, we can work out where you guys can send the money for the donations to, I mean, or the pre-orders. I really don't have a problem with my address being out there. It's not like you can't Google it. And it probably won't be happening. I just, right now, you know, I won't do it over the air, but, you know, if you want to Gmail me or, you know, Facebook me, you know, I will definitely, you know, we can work something out that way. So, have we covered everything? I know we have, and we've recovered it twice, actually. And have
Sherry
I missed any questions?
Sherry's staying on you pretty
Sherry, did I miss any questions that were in the chat room then?
I don't think so. You might check with the Holiday
Here,
Inn.
Sue has one question. What I'm planning on doing is, you know, only 12 sponsors at $100 each, and that's all. No, I'm not going to do the post office box because I don't care no more. I had a post office box, and it costs too much money to keep up, so I'm just going to. Actually, I will probably put my address. I don't care if people. I mean, stalkers, if you're a female and want to stalk me, please come to the door.
Yeah, right.
Knock on the door.
Exactly. Bring
and
it
I
on.
Just open the door for you. If you're a guy, you want
please
to stalk me.
Please
deliver
in person.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, just don't guys, do not stalk me, please. Unless you want to kill me, and if you want to kill me, I really don't care about that right now either, but we won't go into details about that.
Yes, you do.
So, I mean... So, like, I really don't care that people know my address. I'm just not going to do it over the airwaves just because I think it's best just to do it in a little... Plus, I can give them a message about how to spell my last name. And
because
right now you will have everything... This money, the calendar money is not for the charity event. Just to let you know, the calendar money will be going to the show. There are two different things, but I am willing to take some of the calendar money... Or let me put it, if you order the calendar and you do sponsor the calendar, you're going to be involved in the event by, you know, you're going to be putting like some of the blurbs and stuff like that. What I'm trying to get at is, and you'll get some benefits. So, by sponsoring, or like I said, if you pre-order, you're going to get some benefits. Do you understand what I'm trying to say is like coupon books? I'm going to plan on putting like a coupon book. So let me give you an example for people that, like Nikki, you know, has the shirt signed by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that comes to the charity event, Cherry?
Yes.
Well, if they order the calendar, you'll save like $5 for the shirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there'll be a coupon saying, you know, $5 off of the autographed shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you buy your shirt.
Added benefits to ordering the calendar early.
Yeah, for right now. For right now, that's the key thing, is you get free shipping. You know, this is just a way for, you know, it's pretty much saying, hey, you know, I'm committing to buy this calendar, and the calendar will be sent out. Just to give you guys a quick rundown of who is definitely in the calendar. Corey will definitely be in the calendar. Kathy is definitely in the calendar. Jeff and Jordan is definitely in the calendar. Ashley is definitely in the calendar. Louie is definitely in the calendar. Michelle Costa is definitely in the calendar. There's going to be anybody that would like to submit a picture for Vegas that was taken. I've been meaning to say this. If you took a picture from Vegas and would like to submit it, if you get chosen, you will get a $5 discount off the calendar for your picture being put in there. So send your pictures to the radrealityshow@gmail.com and we'll give you a $5 discount off the calendar. And I might not pick them all, but I'm going to put at least five pictures. What I want to do is about five pictures. And
most of my pictures on my wall, so if there's any of them on there that you'd like.
But still submit the ones that you want, and
okay,
then I will pick. So if I'm not going to go out and look for them, because I have some pictures myself that if I have to, I'll just use myself.
Okay.
But there's going to be at least five pictures in there. So if you want to submit something and you went to Vegas, so we're going to do Vegas pictures. And I know I'm missing some other people that, you know, and I've got a few. Oh, Erica and Adam. There's going to be a picture of Erica and Lynn. Adam, Erica from Big Brother, Adam from Survivor. I know there's...
Sounds like you got it filled up pretty well.
Yeah. I still need to talk to Panther. But I was hoping Panther can submit some pictures from Toys for Tots and do it for December. Who is on the cover? Who's going to be the cover? Well, I have a picture. I need to talk to the guy that did it still, but it's going to be the Rad Reality Show. Yes, he's going to be in there. I know a picture from Vegas. I got to still talk to the guy and get what picture he wants to put in, but he hasn't picked up my phone this past couple of days. He must be busy, so I need to get it. I wrote him a message. I'm hoping him and his person that went to the finale, the end with him, will... And when I mean pictures, make sure they're reality star pictures. Because I want just reality people in the Vegas part, even, you know.
I have a great
picture
of the brigade. A great picture of the brigade.
I haven't seen it yet, but that's the kind of what I'm looking for. Is, you know, I'm probably going to pick one brigade picture and probably one picture of, you know, if you guys... Oh, and just to let you know, okay, we can vote on this in the chat room. Since we have time, and I'm glad Ben looks. Big John is kind of away from the keyboard because then he can't vote on it. But if you want a picture of Ron in the uni, in the calendar, push 1. If you don't want a picture of Ron in the uni, in the calendar, push 2. And I would tell you what I would like. 8-2.
I'm missing it all.
Have you not seen it?
Oh, I'm gonna work on my computer later so I can get my chat fixed.
No, have you seen me in the uni? I mean.
Oh no.
Oh, you don't want to look at my pictures then.
I do. You're not the pantsless guy, are you?
No, he's not Mr.
Guy.
No Pants.
No, but I do have some cool boxers, right?
I'm going to try to find, I'm trying to find Sherry now on Twitter, but go ahead.
When I friend you on Facebook, you can look at all my pictures from Vegas and you'll see Ron in his unitard.
Okay. I probably will put picture, I'm thinking about putting a picture of me and Michelle in there as a uni picture, just to let you guys know. So yeah, at least one picture of me in the uni.
I'll submit a couple of those too.
What inspired you to do that, Ron?
Big John.
Sure, you tell the story because.
What did inspire?
Big John encouraged it. Big John was going to sponsor Ron to go to Vegas, and he said he would do it if Ron wore a unitard. I think that was actually for playing beer pong. He was going to sponsor Ron if he played in
the
unitard.
So I have to tell the story.
And yeah, go ahead.
What it is Big John and me, we fight each other, and everything. But give me 1 second.
They go back. They like each other, but they go back and forth at each other like they don't.
Wait, no. I'm just kidding. Hey, Kathy, give me a second. I'll write you back. Don't leave the chat room. She wrote me something. I was going to talk to her real quick. Okay, here's the deal. Okay, Big John and me go back and forth with each other, and I really wanted to play with Michelle because, you know, she's my co-host and everything. And, you know, my financial difficulties right now is kind of is weak and everything. So Big John said he would help me. So, but I had to do something embarrassing, you know. I said, I'll do whatever he wants, pretty much anything, but to a point. And Cowboy who did a dress, that one definitely will be in probably the Vegas stuff. I really didn't want to do a dress because I've done a dress before because I just didn't care about the dress thing. But I said, how about a unitard? You know, or I made that suggestion, you know, because I was, you know, I want to play with Michelle. So he bought me the thing, and this big guy decked out a uni, and
of course he bought one that was.
I got it autographed and everything.
Because
it was like
God.
A tan one.
It was beige,
it,
so it
though,
kind of looked like he didn't have
really
anything on
bad.
At all.
So it's flesh-colored? Oh, Lord, where have I been? I have not seen that picture.
You will,
I never put it up. I never put them up. This is the one picture I have not put up on my thing, up on the my marquee. You know, I put pictures of me and Lane. I put pictures of me and Hayden. I put pictures of me and Monica. And me and everyone else, but I have not put a uni picture yet. I've been thinking about doing this as just a, you know, some people I think might be willing to. If you want an autographed picture of it, me in the uni, you know, $5. Hey, I'll print one out and sign it. And if you want maybe me and Michelle to sign one, because I have pictures of me and Michelle. I think that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I mean, for $8 or something like that. But, yeah, autograph
yeah.
is for Ron Ryan.
I just
that would be pretty darn cool.
In the uni. So, I'm just joking. I'm not going to do that. What were we talking about before we went into the whole uni thing? Oh, pictures that were in the,
yeah.
that was going to be in the calendar. Like I said, there's still a few people. I'm hoping to hear back from a few that said yes, and they just haven't wrote me. So I'm kind of, oh, wait, I know one that is in the calendar. Melody. Ben would like this one. Melody from Franklin Entertainer. Because for a second there, it was almost going to be a Big Brother calendar, I thought. I'm definitely trying to work on it, getting some other people, though, from other shows to kind of balance it off and everything. So,
and getting some Hell's Kitchen folk to the event would be cool.
Yeah, I'm working on them, too. I'll be honest with you. Their show's been off the air. So I haven't seen them Facebook that much either. So, yeah, definitely we'd be... there's going to be... I mean, I'm hoping to have more than just... it's going to be interesting. So...
Carrie, are you going to be there in February?
Tentatively. We're going to have to see if my husband can get off work and that's kind of an iffy thing right now.
Well, we'll be in touch about it, you know, before
right.
then too. And you know, if I'm trying to get mine to go with me too, and if he can't, you know, maybe we can you know, go together. So we'll talk about it.
Okay. Going back to Lisa's question about the RV thing, we might could check with the Holiday Inn and just see if they would allow RVs there at the Holiday Inn. I don't know if they will or not, but sometimes they will do that.
You know what, guys? I have really missed Lisa. Where has she been? I haven't seen her type in the chat room.
I don't know where she went. There she is.
She wrote in the chat room. I missed you, Lisa. So, do Walmart allow women still? What? What are you talking about? I don't know. RVs? What do you mean?
Walmart will allow RVs to park on their parking lots.
There's a Walmart right down the road.
Okay, well, that's what he's talking about. Walmarts will allow that.
Okay, that's cool. Because there's Walmart right down the road. Tomorrow I'm going to go. You know, something else is tomorrow I'm going, and I'm going to be in that neck of the woods of where the Holiday Inn is and everything. I might even go into some local businesses there. And tomorrow I'm going to check some other stuff. So anybody, you know, I'm hoping we guys informed you. I hope you guys, you know, you guys got, you know, an idea of what's going on. And I hope you guys kind of get where we're heading. Lots of stuff is happening. Things could be, it's going to be awesome. This is the thing. It's going to be awesome. And as my, the theme of the whole February thing is celebration of the heart. It's a party with a cause. You know, it's a party with a cause. No, we're not using that because it's been done too much.
Now, that fan that's talking about bringing their RV in, are they planning on, you know, having a party there too that night?
You know what? You know, speaking of RVs and parties and stuff, if the weather's permitted, you know what we could do? Yeah, I've been trying to figure out something to do. Maybe I might. My brother owns lots of anchors, so we could even probably pull a bonfire for Saturday nights. But I really don't want to do that because it's a little far away from
yeah.
the hotel,
right?
And everything. And that's kind of where I've been trying to avoid. I'm gonna try to keep us in one location, but I'll see. If there's
the concept's
like a,
nice, but I think you're right, though, with trying to keep it centralized around the hotel area, you know, convenience and all.
Right. And we could even do it, like, Sunday night because, you know, like if people are going to stay in and leave Monday, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if people want to do that.
That would be a smaller
group,
probably.
Because I picture some people getting rented cars and stuff, that especially if they're going to stay in longer. So, I mean, we could even do a bonfire Sunday night, maybe here or something like that, but definitely something to think about. And I'm hoping we do, this is the thing, and I'll make this, we only got 4 minutes left, and I was going to do a short one, but since I think we've enjoyed ourselves, and we've got to, I'm hoping to take this, make this a yearly thing down here in the South, and then in the middle of, like, the year, like sometime we can maybe relocate it once up in the Chicagoland area, you know, or the Midwest. You
I'd
know,
love to do
a little
that.
Bit more because here's the deal. Vegas is during September, and it's a huge one. Toys for Tots is up in the Midwest, or the northeast, you know, of the county. Rainbow is done with, so, I mean, we're going to have to get something up there for you guys up there. There's always events in California, and there's always events in New York, and there's always
uh-huh.
stuff, like, down in Texas area, like Houston events. But there's not usually...
What about here in St. Louis? There's a great hotel right here in St. Louis.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
Right on.
I would like to,
casino,
would like to
hotel,
something.
Right on
like
the river where all the bars are.
I would like to see something up there. I would love to see something up there as the next place to kind of like being, or up like midway, you know, somewhere up north. And maybe we taking this concept... And we're doing it for, like, cancer, you know, like, you know, towards the end of the year. I don't, you know, maybe one other time, you know, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But my point is somebody else can even take the concept. Kind of like in some of the concepts that I'm having, but now we got one in Virginia, too. So there's so many other ones that we maybe didn't know about either. So my point is I'd love to see more activities for us, but there's never been one down here in the South. We had Nashville, in which they don't do that no more. So I'm hoping this will grow. I don't expect this to be huge this year. I expect it to be and I really don't know, even know how much money we'll, you know, make off of it, you know, for, you know, the charities and stuff, you know, because mm-hmm. of the thing. But this is a new concept, and people are going to be leery, you know, to maybe donate and the comedy how it is. But, you know, it's going to be we're going to put all effort, and the bottom line is that we put on the best party. It's a 2-year anniversary. It's also a 40-year birthday for me this year. So I know my family might, I didn't even mention my family. Hey, this will be a great opportunity for you guys to come down and party with me too, you know.
I thought we were your
family. You
know. Right?
Right, that's one reason I'm inviting you all to come. And we got 90 seconds, and I want to say thank you for calling in. And I will talk to you, Patty and Ryan, on the flip side. And
good luck on your appointment tomorrow, Ron.
Yeah, I'm going to call you after. Hey, Kathy, tell me in the chat room if we can talk right now. That's just my friend. She said, so if you have time, just let me know. I'm still awake for at least another 30 minutes.
I wish I could do my bedtime like that. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to say goodbye. And goodbye. And I'll be
nice
talking to you,
Ryan.
You
and Sherry, you
want to
say goodbye?
Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming. Hope to see you soon. Thanks, Ryan.
All right.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.